Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, a couple episodes ago we talked about making a plan for the day and for the week. I'm not sure if you got started on that. I hope you did. And if you haven't heard that episode, hey, that's okay. No harm, no foul. But I would invite you to go back and check it out sometime. It could be after this podcast, but I would invite that you go back and check it out. Because today's episode is kind of talking about that. But even if you didn't listen to it, you'll still get something out of this. But before we hop in, as always, thank you for being here, listening, and joining me, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, in this episode of The Daily Energize. And if you could do me a huge favor, take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review of this podcast if the platform allows you to, it would be huge. It would really help us out. So if you could just take those 30 seconds, leave a rating and review, I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you, thank you. Okay, today's topic is about pivoting. So a couple days ago, as I said, we talked about making a plan, right? Get a plan for the week. What goals do you want to accomplish? What tasks do you want to do? But also, how do you want it to look and feel for you, right? Staying energized. So maybe you're going on that, right? You're in day two, or now you're starting day three, depending when you listen to this episode, you're either starting or middle or end of day three of that week. Cool. Let's check in. How is it going? Is everything going well? Are you on point? Are you staying energized? Are you starting to feel drained and tired or exhausted? Is it getting overwhelming at times? Now, there's no harm or foul either way it is. It's just awareness. And awareness, as you already know, is the first step to everything. So if we become aware, well, then we could take action, right? So if you're starting to feel drained or exhausted, okay, what can you do to adjust this next part of the week, today or the rest of this week, to help you not get any more exhausted, maybe even more energized? Maybe you're doing well. Great, then you can keep going. The action is keep it the same. Sometimes we need to totally pivot. Heck, sometimes we have a plan for the week and we're going along and it's going well, and then something happens in our life. We get an email. We get a phone call. We hear about something that could be life-altering. It could be, even if it's just, oh, okay, well now my week is shot and I need to divert my attention to that. Maybe it's a more pertinent project you need to do at work, right? Or something that came up with your team. Or maybe it was something personal. Maybe there was a death in the family or someone got hurt, right? Whatever it is, that happens to us. I imagine you could look back in your life and see moments where those types of things happen. You were going and you're working on your plan, then here we go. You got to turn, you got to pivot. And it's so easy for us to then focus on that. And then when we come back to what we're working on, we get angry or we get frustrated because we're not as far as we wanted to be or we got sidetracked. What I'm here to tell you and hopefully help instill within you is to give yourself love, to give yourself grace. These diverges, these changes, these pivots need to happen at times, and that's okay. So when they happen and they're unavoidable, then go with it, give it its attention and energy that it needs, but then come back to what you're working on and reassess. How was it going? Can you come back in? What makes the most sense? Readjust your timelines and keep going. Now, there's also times in our weeks and times with our plans, we're going along and then an obstacle comes up with it. And then we need to pivot. We need to change something, right? We can't just keep going forward because of this obstacle. It's saying, nope, you can't go through me. You have to find a way around me, right? Around left, right, up, under, whatever. You need to find a way around this roadblock. And so that could be a challenge. It could be frustrating because you just want to keep going. And all of a sudden now you have to stop, pause, reflect, and look and see different ways to go around it. And when that happens to me, I know for me, I get frustrated. And when I feel that way, I pause, I take some deep breaths, and I do my best to calm that frustration and be like, okay, we'll still get to that goal. How can we do this? What's going to be the best way around it? Maybe it's trying a different approach or a new strategy. Or maybe I try some of those, or I look and see if I could apply it and nothing's working. Well, then I reach out to people I trust and love for advice. Talk to Katie. I talk to my coaches and mentors. And, you know, research on the internet and just see what I could find to learn some different strategies and implement them to see how I can get around it. Because an obstacle, this roadblock, is just an opportunity to learn and grow. Those different changes that happen in our journey when we are either forced to pause and change and pivot our direction, or forced to redirect for some time and then come back, they're opportunities for us to learn, to grow, to learn more about ourselves, how we address the world, and how we can be more efficient. That's not quite the right word. The way we can give our energy in a better way to the world. So take it as an opportunity. Yes, it can be frustrating. I get it. But in this journey of life, we need to pivot. It's part of the journey, pivoting. So try not to get frustrated. Try to give yourself some love and grace, and pivot as needed. All right. That's all I got. I appreciate you, and I love you the way you are. Keep shining your beautiful light with the world. And until next time, I will catch you later.